This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Venezuela's leadership that the people have spoken and they have forcefully rejected President Nicolas Maduro and his regime. Pompeo called the election that Maduro claims to have won a sham. The secretary praised Paraguay for being one of the 54 nations that have recognized opposition leader Juan Guaido as the country's true president.
As a member of the Lima Group, Paraguay stands among the leaders in our hemisphere in defense of democracy and calling out Maduro for what he truly is, a power-hungry tyrant who has brought ruin to his country and to his people.
Earlier, Pompeo met with the president of Paraguay, Mario Abdo Benitez, for a discussion focusing on Venezuela, human rights, transnational crime, and strengthening democracy in the region. Sudan has its third leader in as many days. Military interim leader Abdel Fattah al-Burhan Abdulrahman has promised protesters they'll soon have a civilian government after 3 decades of autocratic rule under Omar al-Bashir. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Leader number 3 for Sudan in as many days, yet another army commander, promising victorious and jubilant protesters that there will be a civilian government to follow 3 decades of autocratic rule under Omar al-Bashir. Still, Abdel Fattah al-Burhan Abdulrahman says the transition could take up to 2 years. And the crowds on Khartoum's streets are impatient for change and an end to rule by men in fatigues. Al-Bashir was arrested on Thursday after 4 months of protests over rising food prices, high unemployment and growing repression.
Lucy Fielder of Reuters. This is VOA News. The International Organization for Migration says it has repatriated 160 African migrants who have been living under dire conditions in Libya. We get details from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The situation in and around Tripoli has become increasingly violent and unstable since a renegade general began an offensive April 4th to capture the Libyan capital. Even with this turbulent backdrop, IOM organized a charter flight this week to Mali, carrying 160 migrants. Most will remain in Mali, but 61 migrants from Ivory Coast and Burkina Faso will continue onward to their homes of origin. So far this year, IOM has repatriated 3,175 migrants from detention centers and urban centers. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
More than 60 migrants rescued off Libya and kept at sea for 10 days finally disembarked in Malta on Saturday. Malta's government announced a deal Saturday to distribute the migrants across 4 European nations, Germany, France, Portugal, and Luxembourg. However, Malta said the German-flagged aid ship carrying them would still not be permitted to dock, and none of the migrants would remain in Malta. A U.S. court has ruled in favor of a Trump administration policy of returning migrants to Mexico. Jackie Quinn has details.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals issued a temporary stay that blocked a ruling that told the Trump administration it couldn't send the migrants back into Mexico to await their asylum hearings because the policy failed to evaluate the dangers these people face in Mexico. The government appealed, saying Judge Richard Seaborg's ruling was erroneous and it endangers the public during a humanitarian crisis at the border. The original injunction was sought by civil rights groups who are suing to change the policy. The lawsuit and the appeals process could take months. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Firefighters continue to search for survivors on Saturday, digging through rubble and using sniffer dogs after 2 condemned buildings collapsed in Rio de Janeiro. At least 3 people were killed and another 10 injured. The collapse of the 2 four-story buildings underscored the shoddy infrastructure that plagues Latin America's largest nation. It also put a spotlight on illegal militias that control large swaths of Rio, including the area where the buildings stood. Thousands in Serbia protested again Saturday against populist President Aleksandar Vučić as riot police deployed inside the country's parliament. The protest in central Belgrade in front of the parliament building, the biggest so far in 19 weeks, came after months of anti-government demonstrations accusing Vučić of being autocratic. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.